From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. All this week on NPR, we're hearing about efforts by Americans of different stripes to reach common ground. Our series is called Crossing the Divide.
Voters don't like gridlock.
They certainly want more moderation.
Government does not have to be gridlocked.
When it comes to politics, it's not just about red states and blue states. The rift can be far more intimate, between husband and wife or between siblings. Brian Mann knows something about that. He's a reporter for North Country Public Radio. He's also written a book called Welcome to the Homeland. In the book and in this report, he tells the story of searching for common ground in his own family.
My brother Alan and I have always argued about politics, but the last few years, things got kind of ugly.
My point was...
When people hear this, they will just be simply outraged and disgusted that he said that.
I don't care.
But you're talking about, like this culture, this civilization that...
I don't care.
Alan is a couple of years older than me, a big silver-haired guy. He's smart, funny, open-minded. But when we talked about things like Iraq and same-sex marriage, Alan said things that struck me as troubling, sometimes even morally wrong. And here's the thing, he felt exactly the same way about me. Our boys, Daniel, Nicholas, and David, still talk about those fights with a shudder.
It was brutal, the arguments they got. I mean, those were brutal.
And by the end of the
day, I remember there's one argument that was worse than the rest of them.
I'm glad you remember.
I don't know which one of you were driving, but I was afraid that somebody might kill the driver and then we get in a wreck.
I think of myself as a moderate, a middle-of-the-road Methodist. I vote Republican as often as I vote Democrat. But Alan is an evangelical Lutheran. On his political spectrum, I'm definitely a liberal. After the 2004 election, when things between us got really bad, my brother and I decided to see if we could close the gap. We made a sort of formal pact to get together more often, sharing vacations and sitting down for family dinners.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day and all the blessings you provide to us. Lord, we thank you for our time together.
We also made it a point to keep talking about the issues that divide us the most. Eventually, Alan let me record our conversations, and I started writing about them.
Roughly how many people live here?
13,000.
Is it generally a Republican?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not by any means exclusively Republican.
My brother lives in Washington, Missouri, an orderly red brick town on the fringe of St. Louis. As we drive around in Alan's pickup, we sort through our different ways of seeing the world.
I do believe in creationism.
My brother teaches math in the public high school here, but he's convinced that Charles Darwin and a lot of modern science is dead wrong. When I tell him that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, he shrugs.
Faith, of course, is something that, by its very definition, is something you can't be certain about, but I'm as close to certain that the earth was created by a god as I am about anything. Next question.
Alan loves debating and wrestling with ideas. What drives him crazy, he says, is when people fall into that sneering, superior tone of voice.
That is the thing that probably sticks under my skin more than anything else, is the level of condescension that I often feel when I'm talking to somebody and expressing any kind of a conservative viewpoint, is that I must just be a complete idiot. It's almost, you know, kind of like a kick in the gut. It really is. Because, you know, you realize that no matter what you say, the gulf between you and them is so vast that there's just no way to even have the conversation.
This is where a lot of families give up. The gulf does seem vast. But once Alan and I really started listening to each other, we heard surprising things.
658,
okay.
We were out with the boys buying burgers one day when Alan started talking about his favorite politicians, and it turned out one of them was a Democrat, Illinois Senator Barack Obama.
There are things that he believes that I don't agree with.
Is he pro-life or pro-choice?
He's pro-choice, but I like him. That's really what it boils down to.
Alan and I are both less brittle now. Our conversation gave us a way of getting past the slogans and the talk radio venom that are meant to keep us divided.
I think it has moved me towards the middle. You know, I do think that as hard as it is to find ground that can be acceptable to the majority of people, I do think that there is ground.
Alan and I still disagree about a lot of things, but we're convinced that the conversation has been worth it. What does it mean to be a family, or a nation for that matter, if we can't talk about the most important things in our lives? If war and sex and God are all taboo, what do we talk about? In a country as polarized as ours, talking across this divide may be the most hopeful thing we brothers do. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
Talking and working across the racial divide can be difficult for many Americans. Juan Williams explores that issue when our series continues tomorrow on Morning Edition. And we want you to share your stories about conflict and compromise. You can do that at npr.org.